Daily Light, June the 28th, morning. I know that my Redeemer lives. If while we were enemies, we were reconciled to God by the death of his Son, much more, now that we are reconciled, shall we be saved by his life. He holds his priesthood permanently, because he continues for ever. Consequently, he is able to save to the uttermost those who draw near to God through him, since he always lives to make intercession for them. Because I live, you also will live. If in this life only we have hope in Christ, we are of all men most to be pitied. But in fact, Christ has been raised from the dead, the first fruits of those who have fallen asleep. And a Redeemer will come to Zion, to those in Jacob who turn from transgression, declares the Lord. We have redemption through his blood, the forgiveness of our trespasses, according to the riches of his grace. You were ransomed from the futile ways inherited from your forefathers, not with perishable things, such as silver or gold, but with the precious blood of Christ, like that of a lamb without blemish or spot. I know that my Redeemer lives. Job 19:23. And Romans 5:10. Hebrews 7:24-25. John 14:19. 1 Corinthians 15:19-20. Isaiah 59:20. Ephesians 1:7. 1 Peter 1:18-19. Daily Light, June the 28th, evening. Now the Spirit expressly says that in later times some will depart from the faith by devoting themselves to deceitful spirits. Take care then how you hear. Let the word of Christ dwell in you richly, teaching and admonishing one another in all wisdom. In all circumstances, take up the shield of faith, with which you can extinguish all the flaming darts of the evil one. Great peace have those who love your law. Nothing can make them stumble. How sweet are your words to my taste, sweeter than honey to my mouth. Through your precepts I get understanding, therefore I hate every false way. Your word is a lamp to my feet and a light to my path. I have more understanding than all my teachers, for your testimonies are my meditation. Even Satan disguises himself as an angel of light, but even if we or an angel from heaven should preach to you a gospel contrary to the one we preach to you, let him be accursed. Now the Spirit expressly says that in later times some will depart from the faith by devoting themselves to deceitful spirits. 1 Timothy 4:1 and Luke 8:18, Colossians 3:16, Ephesians 6:16, Psalm 119:165, 103, 104, 105, and 99, 2 Corinthians 11:14, and Galatians 1:8.